Hi, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. I've got a very interesting insight for you today, but let me start with a story. This is how it came about. I was talking to a family member of mine, one that works for Chase Bank, and she was telling me that, you know, she's older, and that they keep hiring new people, and the people they're hiring are really young, you know, 23, 25, 27. And they're putting them into their private banking division. And this is where people that have assets of, I would guess, $1 million or more do their banking. And they have a private personal banker. And so they're hiring these young whippersnappers. Not that I'm old, but they're pretty young. You know, I'm 39. So anyway, they're hiring these young people to interact with people that are 40, 50, 60, you know, in that range, that have assets, that have been around quite a long time. And to try to get them to invest their money with the bank, you know, mutual funds, who knows what, you know, IRAs, whatever it is. And I laughed when I heard this because I said, oh yeah, I would trust my money to some young person that knows nothing about what I know, that hasn't had any life experience, that probably has no kids, no wife, has never encountered, you know, illness or divorce or kids or, you know, growing older or any of that stuff, has never built a business. And, you know, I told her this, and she laughed. I said, yeah, it's great. You know, hopefully Chase will keep hiring these young idiots, and then they'll really do better and better, you know, ironically. So another family member of mine, who's always a devil's advocate, said, well, Chase has been around for well over 100 some odd years. They know what they're doing. You know, you shouldn't say that. And, you know, so I thought about this conversation later on, and I thought, you know what, there's actually something to that. You know, Chase Bank and, you know, an analogy, some law firms, you know, have been around for quite a while. And I thought about this, you know, what if Chase Bank, oh, an ambulance went by, okay, I had a pause. You know, what if Chase Bank actually did study what makes customers want to invest with them? And they did have all this knowledge built up for the last 100 years, even the last few years. And when new people came in, they trained them. And they said, listen, you know, we've been helping people invest their money for 100 some odd years. We've tested this and that and this and that. And we found that this is the way you speak to them. This is what people want to see. This, you know, there's all this accumulated possible knowledge that could have been passed down to today's financial reps and private bankers. And they would do a much better job than having to reinvent the wheel or, you know, hire consultants to do sales training and all that other stuff. And then I thought, you know what? Any business can do this. And every business should do this. So when you think about your law firm, you know, you may be a solo practitioner. Okay, that's fine. But you can talk to other attorneys. And you should. You know, non-competing ones. That you can talk to attorneys in other practice areas that live right near you. There may be ones that do compete with you that are willing to talk to you, or in other geographic areas in your same practice area. You know, you're a guy in divorce in another state. And you shouldn't just say, hey, how's it going? But you should say, this is what I'm doing with my marketing, and this is what's happening. This is what I'm saying in my consults, and this is what's happening. I had a lot of no-shows, and I changed this, and this is the result. This is called masterminding, okay? So even if you're solo, you don't even have a secretary, you can still do this. But if you're in a firm with 2, 3, 4 or more lawyers, you guys should have your team sitting down and going over this stuff. You know, if you're in a firm, let's say, of you and 2 other people, or even you and 1 other person, I guarantee you, one of you is going to be a much better closer than the other people. That's just how it goes. Not everyone's the same. And if you dissected what everyone's saying and how they're talking to potential clients and what's happening and all that, as a law firm, you guys would all improve tremendously. If you looked at your past cases and you looked at the facts and you said, what was it in this case that got me to get a good result for the client? And you looked over 20, 30, 50 of your past cases, I guarantee you would start to see a pattern. Yes, every case is different, but you would start to see a pattern in the things you're doing and saying that made you more successful. Same goes with marketing, okay? People don't change. You know, I've read a book called The 50th Law and another one called The 48 Laws of Power. Excellent, excellent books. They talked about human nature and they gave examples of people for the past 2,000 years. And some of these stories, you could have sworn they happened today. The exact same things people were doing hundreds and even thousands of years ago, they are doing today. Emotions have stayed the same. Appeals to people's emotion and sales itself and marketing, you know, the way you do it has changed. Maybe, you know, there was no internet 100 years ago, but people were still being talked to, or they read advertisements in the newspaper, or they, you know, they saw a poster on the wall, or they were given leaflets, you know, whatever it is. That's just the way of communicating the marketing. But the messages that worked back then still work today. So I encourage you, in whatever situation you're in, find other people to speak to and mastermind with them and build up this bank of knowledge of what works in your practice. It's been done before. You don't want to reinvent the wheel. That knowledge is out there. Go find it and you'll accelerate your development and you'll get yourself out of the situation that you may be in if things aren't going well. Or you may improve your situation where things are going 10 times better. But that knowledge is out there. Go find it. I do that same thing every single day. Hope this helps. If you want to take it further and, you know, either mastermind with me or pick my brain, talk about strategy, call speakeasymarketinginc.com, the website, or call 888-225-8594. Take care.